We are here at the ACUC with Scott Mouse. How are you?
Hello, doing well. Thanks. Happy to be here. This is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. And you just got through presenting your talk?
I did. Indeed, I did.
For the few folks that aren't here, can you give us a quick summary?
Sure. Happy to do that. It's based on my book, Make It Matter, How Managers Can Motivate by Creating Meaning.
Okay.
And the theory is really pretty simple. This is a little bit scary to share the statistic, but it's true. Gallup polls will tell you that 70% of us are completely disengaged at work. I know that's hard to believe.
No, I get
70%.
That. 70%. That's a lot, though.
As I said in the talk, that means like 7 out of 10 people are probably on their mobile phone playing Words with Friends right now rather than listening to this. That's what disengaged means.
Right.
And that's okay because, you know, what I write about is, well, so many people are disengaged. What re-engages them back in their work again?
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask America or the global workforce, what's really interesting is that most people will tell you, well, it must be either perks will bring them back.
Yeah.
Promotions, that's what motivates us. Pay, that's what motivates us.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it's none of those
really?
Things. Yeah, and my book and my talk outlines the fact and dismisses, actually, it's none of those. Those are all short term.
Mm-hmm.
What really motivates us over the long haul, motivates us in a way that sustains, is when you find meaning in your work.
Okay.
When you attach personal significance to that what you're doing at work, it can transform everything. It changes the relationship that you have with your job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my book, Make It Matter, is all about. And that's what I talked about today, giving folks advice on how to bring meaning back into their work life and into their life.
Yeah, well, so what were a couple of takeaways? I mean, I don't want to ruin the talk or anything
like
that, but what are like a couple of takeaways that people can use right away from that?
Sure, I'll just pick a few of the points.
Sure, yeah.
One of the central themes of the book is that through about 15 years of research, I've uncovered what are called 7 markers of meaning,
mm-hmm.
or ways that as human beings, managers, coworkers, peers, we can facilitate the conditions that create meaning in and at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through a whole list of all 7 of them. I'll just pick one or two out right now per your question.
Yeah.
One of the great ways we can find meaning in our work is to do work that truly matters to us. And you can do work that matters by being able to articulate what the purpose is behind your work,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the profound why, as I call it.
Yeah.
Why are we spending so many hours away from our loved ones? Why are we at a conference interviewing schmucks like me when we could be with
now.
Our family?
Come now.
What do we want to leave behind is the legacy behind our work. So the purpose and the legacy that we can articulate, and I teach you how to do that, that's one way that really helps us extend meaning into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You asked for 2 examples. The second is when we work with an increased sense of learning and growth. And scholars, you know, have said for the longest time, when we see ourselves learning and growing, becoming a better version of ourselves, that's incredibly meaningful to us. So I teach you how you can go about enhancing and increasing and saying yes to opportunities to learn and grow at work instead of just falling into the same old duty.
Right, right. So there's like a future path that you can see. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And
okay.
that's what I try to teach.
And so the credit union, okay, this is so appropriate for credit unions because we have a deeper meaning rather than just the transaction.
That's
or
exactly
just the
right.
loan. We have a deeper meaning, and so I think your talk probably resonated quite well with your audience.
I hope so. You know, as I did some homework on credit unions, clearly I'm not an expert, but I've learned so much in the last few days about the amount of increased regulation and compliance that everybody in the credit union industry has to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned about challenges like the increasing competition from traditional banks.
Yeah.
I've learned about the war for talent to bring young kids into the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
These are all challenges that the credit union faces, and it can wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
It can have you losing sight, putting in more and more hours and losing sight of the things that really matter to you in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so. I think maybe one of the reasons why my message resonated so well with my attendees was that they were like, my gosh, we have so many challenges in our industry, even relative to most industries, that anything you can do to help us get regrounded and what really motivates over the long haul is nothing but help for us. So I think that's why the message may have resonated.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen study after study of like the millennial generation. They want to work, they want to be a part of something deeper, greater than just going to a job and punching in and punching out type of stuff. So
that is so true. In fact, you know, I give a data point in one of my talks on, you know, 70% of us are at an even greater search for meaning in work than we are in life. When you apply that to millennials, that's like 95% of them.
Wow, that's a great
We'll tell you, like, you know what, like, you're not going to attract me with talk of more and more pay. What I need to know is what's the purpose behind what I'm doing. What legacy will I leave behind? Mm-hmm. The what? Mm-hmm. Those two things combined, that's what can make a difference for industries like credit unions trying to bring in the best talent into their industry.
So what are you trying to, kind of my wrap-up question here is, what are you trying to, what do you want to accomplish here? Yeah. Other than spread your message and get people your book awareness, that type of stuff. Is there anything else that you want to accomplish here?
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. I think really I'm just trying to play even the smallest role in helping people find fulfillment in their work lives and in their personal lives. I do an awful lot of speaking, and yes, I write books. I'm going to be launching an online company that serves online education for how people can get fulfilled. It's all about trying to solve the fundamental problem that we have, which is people will tell you, I want fulfillment in my life. But then when you ask, so are you fulfilled? You don't always get a yes.
That's right.
And then when you do get a yes, it's a half-hearted yes. So part of my mission here really, really is set aside the books and the talking and all that stuff. I just really want to help people find a way to become, I guess, to live, work, and lead fulfilled. And that's what I'm all about.
Great
trying
message.
To help people do that.
That's a great message. And I lied. I have one more question. Where can folks find out more about you and your book and,
your online stuff? Great question. Thank you for asking. You can find out about me at scottmautz.com. That's scottmautz.com.
Okay.
And a bit, everything about, what I do and what I speak about, what my book's about, the awards the book has won, all that happiness is on the website. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Yeah,
I appreciate
we'll put that in the show notes.
Thanks so much.